Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This is the Zabecast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Monday, August 19, 2024. Thank you for downloading. Just you and I today. Good to be back in the home studio with the Sennheiser RE20 microphone and the windscreen and the proper audio dampening curtains and everything else. Sounds so much better. I know. You're probably saying, I can't tell the difference. The quality while you were on vacation in the van sounded just fine to me. And I know you're probably right, but I'm going to still strive for the highest quality possible. Before I get into it today, and we've got a lot of good stuff, quarterbacks and Game of Thrones, ESPN fires RG3 and Sam Ponder, a Michelle Beadle soundbite that knocked me for a loop, I'll play it for you, and a bunch of other stuff that is out there right now as we start the first week of football season. But before I get into all that, question. How many of you really want video of this podcast? I get occasionally when I post a clip, video clip from stuff I've done, and people say, oh man, this is great. Where can I get the whole show? And my answer is you can't. I don't post the whole show because I don't have a YouTube channel. And I've thought about, well, should I? I probably should, right? Aren't most podcasts now doing video as well? Yes, I probably should, but man, it is a much heavier lift. You got to make sure the camera is just right. You got to, like, for me, you know how particular I am. I would be fussing over all the lighting and the settings on the camera. And, you know, and then you got audio sync issues and backgrounds. You got to create a video open for the podcast, a video closed. For an everyday podcast, it's a lot for a one-man show, a lot for a one-man operation, which is me. If it was a once-a-week show and I had a team of four guys doing it, then no big deal. Or if I was Pat McAfee, he's got like nine dudes working on his show. Good for him. Then I could do it a lot more easily. But it's a much heavier lift. And also, as I thought about this, because this will apply to the Michelle Beadle soundbite and story I'm going to do later, it dawned on me that if I were to post video clips of this podcast with some of my more, let's say, weighty or heavy opinions, which some might think is me, quote, ripping on somebody, which I think they overblow. People tend to overblow saying, you're ripping on so-and-so. I'm not ripping on them. I'm offering an opinion, which is perhaps not just a patty cake opinion. Not ripping on them per se. I'm just making a point. When you push that out, if you're going to videotape your podcast, and then you're going to want to take a sizzle clip and you're going to want to push it out on social. That's the way you promote, right? Hey, look at this. I do a podcast, everybody. Hey, look at me riffing about so-and-so. To me, that breaks the intimacy and the sort of private club that is my relationship with you, the listener. You come to this podcast without too much promotion from me, without me posting too many clips to go, hey, wasn't this a good hot take? You want to come listen to more of this? Here's my podcast. You just come here because you know I'm going to give you some good stuff. And you're opting into it. And therefore, whatever I say can kind of be just between you and I. Even though somebody could take a clip of it and they could go and run and tattle and say, did you hear what he said about you? But there is such a different leap from hearing somebody say, hey, I think this person is an asshole, just an opinion, versus being on video saying, I think this person's an asshole. Even if they are objectively so, putting your face to it, and I'm now waving my hand in front of my face, which you can't see because there's no video of this, takes it to a whole nother level. And you could say, well, what are you afraid of the smoke? You don't want the smoke? And it's not that I don't want the smoke. I mean, first of all, I don't. I prefer not to have the smoke. I'm not here to argue with you or anyone else or the internet or to be mean on purpose. I'm just offering opinions. But also, while I'm still employed by a regular media company, anything I say, any shit I stir up, any smoke I may bring on via my own podcast could bounce and reverb and cause troubles elsewhere. And so therefore I think, you know what? I'm probably not going to do it. I will tape some shows that are worthy of it, and I'll push out a clip when I think it's innocent enough. But for the most part, I just want to reaffirm this conversation today and every day on the Zabecast is between us. You've opted in to listen to it. These are my opinions. Take them for what they're worth. Agree, disagree, say I'm full of shit or you're right on. And keep her moving. Not here to start shit with anybody and have it become some viral video thing where you're like, I can't believe he said that. So with that said, let's talk about the state of quarterbacks in the National Football League. Preseason week number 2. And boy, were there some interesting things that went down in week 2. Because this is the week that has become, for a lot of teams, the de facto dress rehearsal. And it's not really a dress rehearsal, but it's the game in which a coach will play what might be their starter longer than they would in preseason game number 3 coming up next week before the bye week before the season. And in the case of the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin, he played both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields the entire game. And they scored 3 points. And Steeler fans, and I've got several, are absolutely girding their loins for a brutal season. Now look, before anyone gets too bent out of shape, remember, this is preseason. Wilson looked more efficient completion-wise, but not for many yards. Didn't score a touchdown. Didn't score. I'm not sure where they got their field goal, but whatever. Fields missed a wide-open post route to some young Turk who's trying to make the NFL, who jumped so high for this nine ball that should have been an easy touchdown. If he just lays out in front of him or doesn't throw it 20 feet in the air, 30 yards downfield, he jumps like he's got fucking rocket shoes. Still can't catch it. Hilarious. And that's Justin Fields for you. Great athlete, double plus runner, minus passer, and minus reader of defenses. It's who he is, it's who he's going to be, and it's who the Steelers got. Just like Russell Wilson is now a mostly dink and dunk game manager who can run enough, but really can only run enough to get himself in trouble. He used to be able to run enough to punish defenses because he was like the chicken in the courtyard that Rocky would run after. Can't catch him! And then he'd be 1 foot still in bounds, get touched ever so lightly, and then flop, and they'd throw flags. Oh, God. Did that fucking infuriate me when he was with Seattle. But he's a shell of that now. He is a runaround guy who can only run around to get himself in trouble and is mostly a dink and dunk guy. It's going to be a long season in Pittsburgh, but who's going to win the job? I don't know. And you know Tomlin is going to be spewing his cliches. The standard is the standard. Men, the sunglasses are the sunglasses. He's got all the cutesy sayings, and he just got extended, and my Steeler fans are absolutely losing their minds, saying, oh, God. What do we do to deserve this? It was time to move on. New regime, new coach. Instead, what do? They had Tomlin go out and get two used couches. He found two used couches on the side of the road. That looked pretty good. I think that one's clean. I don't think there's any lice in that. That blue one there, I'll take, put that in the truck, and then, all right, we got ourselves a couch. We could clean this up, put some Febreze on it, get it in the old frat house. Whoa, wait a minute. Look at that couch. Oh, no, we already got a couch. Yeah, but that couch there, he was a high first-round pick. And, you know, people say he's getting better. Let's go get Fields, too. So they did. They got two guys that basically cost nothing, and they're getting nothing. Right now, super early. Daniel Jones is already at it again. He might go down as the most hated starting quarterback in my lifetime. Not the worst, just the most hated. Daniel Jones threw two picks in his game against the Falcons on the weekend. Brian Daboll was clearly not happy with it. One of them was a complete derp pick six in his own end zone, a fling to try to avoid a sack that turned into an easy 6 points. He is the king of the derp quarterback. You know, he's just not good enough, and now he's coming off an injury. And the Giants said, you know, we're going to give him one more year. We're going to pass on Drake May. By the way, Drake May doesn't look like he's on pace to be the starter in New England right away. Does it really matter, though, with a new coach in the post-Belichick era with the lack of weapons they have? Probably not. There's so many memes about Daniel Jones going around. I love them all, including the one of Junior Soprano, where he's like, oh, God, it's terrible. When Uncle Junior was crying about another one of his Goomba relatives dying. I want someone else had the meme of the groom who was overcome by tears when he turned around and saw his beautiful bride. These were tears of joy for the groom, but still, he's just like bawling his eyes out. I want somebody to do a meme of Gordon Ramsay when he takes the two pieces of bread, screams in the face of that restaurant worker, and puts them up against her ears saying, I should make you a shit sandwich. Because that's how people feel about Daniel Jones. Oh, he's got a beard now. Oh, he's lost some weight. He's still going to be Daniel Jones. Atlanta has said, we've seen enough about our first round pick, Michael Penix Jr. We're going to shut him down for the preseason. We think Kirk has got this, and we're not worried. Kirk's probably going to play most of the year if that Achilles holds up. But it's kind of weird that they wouldn't play Penix to say, look, we need to get you some reps, you know? You were a bit of a reach as a first-round pick. In Chicago, Caleb Williams is making some highlight plays. Did you hear my air quotes there? Highlight plays. One of which I saw was like, oh, look at this sick play. And what it was? It was a incompletion. I think it was to Odunze in the end zone because Odunze was standing not 1 foot out of bounds, both feet out of bounds. Now, in fairness, it was the preseason half paint job, so it wasn't a big, thick white line he was standing on. He was standing outside the thin back line of the end zone, but still, this was after Caleb Williams went whoop-a-boop-a-boop-a-boop, and then stopped on a dime and hit Odunze with a laser. And it's like, that's great, but that's not the job. Any plus athlete at quarterback can be a runaround guy. That's what they had in Fields. They need a passer in Chicago. They need a guy who can throw for 4,000 yards, which I don't think they've ever had in their history. In the explosion of the passing game, never had a guy throw for 4,000. And they need a guy who can pass. Now, can Caleb pass? We'll see. Right now, he's making some spectacular plays with his feet, but doesn't have a touchdown passing yet. And I also think he's quite the character. He is an interesting guy. I'm seeing some things. I don't know how much of them are true. I don't know how much of it is just being ginned up to try to engender hate, but I don't know. We'll see about that. The Jets are keeping Rodgers under bubble wrap, even though it's like, I thought he was trying to come back last year for a possible playoff push, and now you're afraid to play him in August? Yeah, no, just no sense. You know every Jet fan is going to be holding their breath going, oh, fuck. All right, please, God, please make him last at least half the season. Vikings have already lost J.J. McCarthy. Vegas has decided to go with Gardner Minshew, backed up by Aiden O'Connell. To quote the Grinch, stink, stank, stunk. Not good. Dallas has Dak. They don't want to pay Dak. Many are saying, what are we doing, Jerry? Do we really want to take a long walk in the woods? We know that Dak is not great, capital G, but he's pretty darn good. Arizona's hoping Kyler Murray finally figures it out. Philly is worried about Jalen Hurts and his relationship with Nick Sirianni. In San Francisco, it's a get-paid year for Brock Purdy. They got one more year of him at super cheap, and then they're going to have to put some real quarters into that parking meter. How good will he be this year? I'm still betting the under on Purdy. I think Purdy eventually falls apart to a large extent. Call me a hater if you want, but I am not drinking the Kool-Aid at the Brock Purdy party, at the Brock party, as they're calling it. And then you got Patrick Mahomes throwing it behind the back. Why? Fuck it. Why not? I'm Mahomes. And Andy Reid's like, you should really try that. Do that thing with the nuggies. Do that thing behind the back. Now, here's the question. I'm going to make a poll question of it Monday morning on the show. Was the Patrick Mahomes behind the back pass a neat preseason trick that would be dumb to try in a real game? B, gratuitous showing off? Or C, a legit extra weapon that on short passes would be a great additional wrinkle to the Chiefs offense? If you think about it, I'm kind of more towards C. If he's off the mark on that, falls to the ground. It's an incomplete pass. That's the beauty of the shuttle or shovel pass. I don't really know which one it is. It's a short little pass that if it, you know, the exchange is not right or it gets deflected away, it's just going to fall to the ground. Play's over. So I think that could actually be a weapon. But it's just so funny looking around the league at all the teams that are either desperate or nervous, or they've already lost their starting quarterback, or they're afraid to even play their guy because they don't want to get him hurt. Teams that are realizing, oh, fuck, we fucked up here. Gardner Minshew, what were we thinking this offseason? And, of course, the preseason, everyone's all ginned up for football, right? So every interception is the end of the fucking world. Just like Al Swearengen once said to the newspaper guy when he got beat up for something he printed. He's like, well, did the world end? Are you still here? Are you still breathing? Well, yeah. Well, then stand up, take it like a man, and give some back. The world ends when you're dead. And in the NFL, there will be interceptions, dumb ones. But you have to ask yourself, is there any other quarterback better available who doesn't cost $50 million? And the answer to that for most teams, except for maybe seven or eight in the league, is no. There is nobody better. Figure it out. Quick break. When we come back, ESPN cans RG3 and Sam Ponder, the Michelle Beadle soundbite that threw me for a loop, and a little extra story to send you on your way today. You are listening to the Zabecast. Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, mybookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with mybookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At mybookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. Shocking media news by the time the podcast was put to bed for the week at the beach last week, which was RG3 and Sam Ponder fired by ESPN less than a month before the football season and with years remaining on their contracts. Now, the easy narrative is simply that, well, this is again ESPN going against anybody who is religious or right-leaning or dares to take on the gender in sports issue, like Ponder has. Sam Ponder has been vocal, saying men should not be in women's sports. Sorry, not sorry. Did it cost her this time? Is it finally now where they said, you know what, we got to get rid of her? I don't know, because she's been on this side of things for a while. And is there a terrible double standard? Of course there is. It's laughable. Mina Kimes comes out and says, I love Tim Walz's brand of masculinity. It's not so in your face. It's sort of like a non-masculine masculinity. Yeah, they call that femininity. But okay. She's allowed to opine on political things, but others who have touched anywhere near that third rail, boom, gone. If you are conservative or right-leaning. Sage Steele, who I had the pleasure of having on our show in D.C., Andy and I did, getting to know her, wonderful, dynamic, sharp woman. Whether you agree with her politics or not, she is a stud. That's one bad boss, you know what. You know, she said, cut a video saying, you know what, Sam, you're great. I did work with you briefly on the spelling bee when she was Samantha Steele. And so it was Sage Steele and Samantha Steele on the ESPN spelling bee, the Scripps Howard spelling bee. Said that, you know, you're going to hear more from her and that, you know, the best is yet to come and that she's going to land on her feet, all those other things. The dark truth of it is she's not going to land on her feet. I mean, she's going to get paid for whatever was left on her deal. I assume she's got a good agent. And she's going to end up somewhere else on TV because she's good at TV. But, you know, if you can just skirt the bullshit at ESPN, it's still the best platform. It makes you the most famous. And you can make the most money. It's the only stage that really still matters. But I understand how it's hard to stay up there. My personal feelings on Ponder was simply this. Very pretty. I mean, incredibly pretty, gorgeous blue eyes, beautiful features, lovely woman, nice, prepared, did a great job presenting the, you know, countdown show on Sundays. You know, in Great Britain, they call them presenters on TV. They're television presenters. And that's what she did very well. And you know what? Very polished. But I always got that feeling of, okay, but why? Why her? Because of all those things? You know, it's a football Sunday. I'm not saying that men are such Neanderthals. They're like, you should get your shoes off and get in the kitchen, make me a sandwich. But it's sort of like, well, what was her justification? Just to be the good-looking front woman to the show? And so, I don't know. It's a pregame show. They all stink. They're all vapid as hell. And they all go way too long before the actual games begin. Surprisingly enough, Dave Portnoy, who would have had the right to pop a champagne bottle over this firing, which he has done for previous people who have crossed him, said he wasn't going to pop a champagne bottle because, yes, he started it by saying something about Ponder that was certainly, I forget exactly what he said, but it was out of bounds. And Ponder stood up and said, oh, now you want to partner ESPN with Barstool and do Van Talk with PMT and Big Cat? No. The fuck you will. And she got the show killed. But apparently Portnoy said, look, I said what I said. She played her card. Fair play. We're moving on. Apparently, she actually confronted him directly about it, and he respected that. Not so much Mina Kimes, though. So that was interesting to see. But anyway, good luck to Sam Ponder. I think she'll be, quote, fine, I guess. But, man, that's a tough one. I don't get it. RG3, though, oh, I get it. RG3 has flamed out in television in very similar fashion to how he flamed out in the NFL. He gets to be too much. Just too much for everybody. Just too extra. And the funniest thing is he had me snowed when he came into the league. I called him, stupidly enough, unnaturally mature for his age when he first came into the league with the Redskins. And boy, did that turn out to be not true. All the stuff that he was doing at ESPN, and look, did he sound good in the cadence of an analyst to be able to rat-a-tat-tat this, rat-a-tat-tat that? Yes. But it's the other stuff that wore you out. Things like when he's calling a college football game and he screams out, hee-hee, like Michael Jackson, and you're saying to yourself, what was that? Him leaning into this linebacker from high school with the name of Noah Kniga, K-N-I-G-G-A, white kid. And we all get why he's like, get it? Noah Kniga? And it was just too much. It's like, do you realize you're the only one who's going real hard on this? Making sure he would race against a Falcon in Seattle or run down the hill at Clemson. It was always me, 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 and the social media stuff on top of it. Now, one of the last things that RG3 did before he was let go was he posted a picture of him and his lovely Slovenian hurdler wife and mother of several of his children eating a giant baguette in Paris. I mean, huge. Baguette? No, a croissant. A croissant. And he had his mouth around one end of it. And, of course, social media and the internet did what it does and made a bunch of, you know, screenshots and memes with, you know, your typical sexual innuendo of, oh, look at how much you can fit in his mouth. Because that's what the internet does. Was that enough to finally get ESPN to go, you know what, enough of this guy? All I know is I'm pretty sure they had gotten sick of him too. Because that's how it ended in Washington with the Redskins. Now, I don't know how he was in his two other stops, Cleveland and Baltimore. But from the stories I heard from Cooley and others, he was just roll your eyes every 2 seconds going, what is with this guy? But he's got a very healthy ego. He too will probably land on his feet. Now, with years left on their contract, I'm not sure exactly how many years each person has. It does baffle me, and I probably need somebody who understands corporate layoffs or RIFs, reductions in force, to explain it. Because ESPN fired Ed Werder and then had to pay him for like a year and a half. And then he couldn't be anywhere else. So he just did nothing for like a year and a half. And then they finally brought him back. But I don't get it, because if you're going to have to pay him, why don't you just keep him? I guess it counts. The corporate overlords say, I want to see a headcount reduction on my desk by Monday. Find some people and throw them overboard. Okay. And maybe they get credit for not having to, you know, pay for their health insurance or 401k. It stops the meter on that. They'll still have to pay them the money. So I guess there's some savings there, but I don't know. It just seems dumb. Finally, speaking of dumb, boy, oh boy, I don't get when sometimes television people ruin their careers just because, I don't know, for the dumbest of reasons. And I'm not saying Michelle Beadle has ruined her career, but I want you to hear this soundbite. This was her on with Dan Le Batard talking about what happened at ESPN.
things were being allowed to happen. And I kept thinking to myself, you give me all this money. Shouldn't you defend me? Like, shouldn't you have my back? Internally, at the very least, you know, man, I don't expect much externally. And to not see that happen for whatever reason, that was my turning point, I think. And I remember there was sort of this feeling amongst the four of us on the show, Jalen, Chauncey, and Paul and myself, where we kind of felt like it was us against the world. Because it was just this constant, the New York Post with some article about how this isn't working. That none of these things were happening on our show. There were no problems. There was nobody being a diva. None of it. And instead of somebody from up top going out there and being like, this is all bullshit, so you can stop writing it or you can keep writing it, but just so you know, it's bullshit. That's our statement. Nothing. Just silence. And it's really hard. Like, I'm not a company man to begin with, but it's really hard for me to play the game if that's how everybody's being treated. And so I checked out, and I remember being in Portland during the Western Conference Finals, I guess. It was like this moment in the makeup chair, and I was just like, I don't think this is going to last much longer. I hate to say it because I loved doing it, but I was like, I don't
you
like
felt
it.
You felt yeah. It was dead.
This isn't it. We have contracts for reasons like that. When this is done, I want to be done. Figure that out. And yeah, got my little buyout and left.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You were mad that management wasn't backing you when the New York Post or the internet or some other media or people on chat rooms were saying that you were feuding with your co-hosts on the NBA pre- and post-game show with Jalen Rose, and that was not true. Okay, so fucking ignore him. And you said you love doing the work. And I know Michelle Beadle loves the NBA. And Michelle Beadle used to be that perfect television personality for ESPN. Very good sports chops. She clearly gets how the game works, the business works, alpha males and athletic competition. Fun, funny. She was pretty, but not too hot that it made a lot of guys watching ESPN think, boy, I'd love to be her boyfriend. She likes wrestling too. Can you believe it? But then, somewhere along the way, Michelle Beadle got bitten by the woke virus. And next thing you know, she's on air slamming the NFL, the league's most valuable property, in the wake of the Ray Rice thing, and pretty much calling the league a harbor for domestic abusers. And I remember watching it going, oh my God, what are you doing? What are you doing? Just leave all that stuff to the side. Just have fun doing sports on television. Hell, you're being flown to the NBA Finals, the sport you love, and the league you love the most. You're getting paid $5 million a year. And then she says, well, so I decided right then just to shut it down. Unprofessional, by the way. And then I got my little settlement, she says, sort of smugly. I got my little settlement. I'm sure she got a chunk of the $5 million or $10 million, whatever is owed, to go away. And I'm thinking, okay, so where's the part where you go, I really, really fucked up. I should have ignored the noise. I should have just worried only about, you know, what my actual coworkers care about me, not what the tabloids say. And just play the game. And keep making $5 million, because the $5 million a year would have turned into $10 if she could have been who she was as a TV personality before she went astray. And if she really loved it, I mean, it doesn't get any better. Now, to my knowledge, she's not married, doesn't have kids. So she's got all the money she needs, even living in LA. And maybe she's happy. But I have a hard time believing it. I have a hard time believing that, well, so you could have turned $5 million a year into $10 million. Like, because of her pride, or I don't know what it was, or just her inability to block out the noise and realize you're a public figure. People are going to say shit. And if you love doing what you do and you realize these jobs are precious, hold on to it. Put up with some bullshit. Play the game in corporate and just ride it. She could have made probably close to $60 or $70 million. Which, again, if she's got five in the bank and doesn't need more than that, then that's, and she's happy, that's fine. But it just seems to me to be like, wow. And she's not the only one. I had a guy who I knew in college, worked in the student newspaper with, Josh Elliott. Remember him? He was on ESPN for a while, then made the jump to ABC News. And he was really, you know, moving up the television ladder because he had a very good, clean look. Handsome guy, great hair, nice features, good voice, good television presence. Not the smartest guy ever. I remember when he was at the student newspaper with me and my buddy Scott Lawrence. What's up, Slaw? I know you're listening down there in Charlotte. Josh Elliott was kind of a dim bulb, but that's okay. Nice guy, though. And when he was making this rise up, you know, the television ranks, I'm like, holy fucking shit. This guy's going right to the top. Unbelievable. From our little student newspaper, the Daily Nexus at UC Santa Barbara, the Harvard of the West. And then his penis got in the way. Because he had an extramarital affair, and it got ugly, and I forget if it was with a, another colleague in television. I don't think it was a Amy Robach and not Lester Holmes, but her boyfriend. They were on TV together. That's another one. They just fucking blew everything up. I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe when you're on television, you get so filled with, I'm so famous, I'm so powerful, I make so much money, nothing could ever fuck this up. Look at the case of Matt Lauer. Holy shit. What part of him having a door in his office at 30 Rock that locked and banging pages and young women who were there as employees while he was a married man, what part of that did he think was going to actually fly? Wow. Anyway, I don't know what Beatles doing now. She might be back on some show somewhere, and she's probably making some money. And this is why I'm not attacking her. I know you're going to say, well, it sounds like you were. I'm literally not. I don't get it. If you said you loved doing what you did, why was it so hard just to ignore the noise, play a little bit of the corporate game, and keep on going? I genuinely think that it's only those of us who have a household riding on it, a wife and kids, and you realize they need this money. I need this money. I need this job. So I'm going to put up with some bullshit, as my late friend and Hall of Fame college basketball coach John Thompson would say. That's bullshit there. You put up with some bullshit to keep on taking the check. Now let's end on this. There's a reason why the term blood-sucking attorney is a term. It's a reason why those in the legal profession. It's a reason why those who are lawyers often get smeared with a broad brush of, you are the worst. But lawyers are going to try what lawyers are going to try, and who knows, it might stick. If it doesn't, or if it's outrageous, they're not going to lose sleep over it. The latest example is Disney. Walt Disney World had a guest order some food, specifically saying they had an allergy. I think it was a peanut allergy. And were served food that clearly either had peanuts in it or did not meet the safety standards for his allergy. And lo and behold, ends up dying. Death by Disney. Because of, I don't know, cashew pork with cashews in it. And he's got a cashew allergy. I don't know what it was. Anyway, the lawyers for Disney, instead of just going, all right, we're really sorry we fucked up, but listen, here's a couple $1 million. So we're not going to miss it. Hell, we just fired RG3 and Sam Ponder. We got the money now. Here, take this. Instead of just doing that, they're like, well, let's see here. You agreed to a terms of service agreement when you signed up for Disney Plus that indemnifies the company against all such forfeiture in civil court, blah, 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 blah. They tried to use the terms of service on their streaming platform to apply it to a guest at their resort who was fed peanut something. And was that necessary? All right, sorry. Talk about scumbags. I don't think it worked, but it may not be their last attempt. So hopefully this man and his family have even better lawyers than Disney. Thank you so much for listening. Get ready for football season. It's week zero in college. We are ramping up the football machinery here at the Zabecast. You are looking live with Scott and Solly. We'll live on Fridays locked behind that fortuitous paywall of $4.63 per month. Can you afford it to join us on Fridays? I hope you can. You can go month to month. $5 a month if you go month to month. Cancel anytime. Or knock my headphones off. Or you can buy it for a year. I'll give you 12 months for the price of 11. And you get ad-free Monday through Thursday. And you get the podcasts when they are completed taping, which is usually the night before. So that's an extra bonus. And you might even have consciousness, total consciousness on your deathbed. Can't guarantee it, but that might come with it. Go to Zabe.com/premium. Sign up for football season, and we guarantee winners this year. Or if not winners, something close. Maybe 500. Stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening. Good to be back from vacation. Have a great Monday, and we will see you next time. Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us.
Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.